This one is really rather difficult, Mike said. I won't force you to bet on this one.
Really? And why not?
Because it's difficult.
That's rather an insult to me, you know.
My dear man, Mike said, I'll have a bet on it with pleasure, if that's what you wish.
It shouldn't be too hard to name it.
You mean you want to bet?
I'm perfectly ready to bet, Richard Pratt said.
All right then, we'll bet the usual. A case of the wine itself.
You don't think I'll be able to name it, do you?
As a matter of fact, and with respect, I don't, Mike said. He was trying to remain polite, but Pratt was making little attempt to hide his low opinion of the whole business. Strangely, though, his next question seemed to show a certain interest. Would you like to increase the bet?
No, Richard. A case is enough.
Would you like to bet 50 cases?
That would be silly.
Mike stood very still behind his chair at the head of the table, carefully holding the bottle in its basket. There was a whiteness about his nose now, and his mouth was shut very tightly. Pratt was sitting back in his chair, looking up at Mike. His eyes were half closed, and a little smile touched the corners of his lips. And again I saw, or thought I saw, something very evil about the man's face.
So you don't want to increase the bet?
As far as I'm concerned, I don't care, Mike said. I'll bet you anything you like.
The three women and I sat quietly, watching the two men. Mike's wife was becoming annoyed. I felt that at any moment she was going to interrupt. Our meat lay in front of us on our plates, slowly steaming.
So you'll bet me anything I like?
That's what I told you. I'll bet you anything you like.
Even £10,000? Certainly I will, if that's the way you want it.
Mike was more confident now. He knew quite well that he could afford any sum that Pratt mentioned.
So you say that I can name the bet? Pratt asked again. That's what I said.
There was a pause while Pratt looked slowly round the table, first at me, then at the three women, each in turn. He seemed to be reminding us that we were witnesses to the offer.
Mike, Mrs. Schofield said. Mike, why don't we stop this nonsense and eat our food? It's getting cold.
But it isn't nonsense, Pratt told her calmly. We're making a little bet.
I noticed the servants standing at the back of the room, holding a dish of vegetables, wondering whether to come forward with them or not.
All right then, Pratt said. I'll tell you what I want you to bet.
Tell me then, Mike said. I don't care what it is.
I'll bet.
Again, the little smile moved the corners of Pratt's lips, and then, quite slowly, looking at Mike all the time, he said,
I want you to bet me the hand of your daughter in marriage.